Final hour here on the team at 980 on a Wednesday. It's the Hoffman Show. And we've kind of been doing a little bit of everything today. We've had some hoops. We have had some football. Tom McShay joined us earlier. We talked, and Cowboys and the trade with George Pickens. And that's meant we haven't yet gotten to what happened to Capital One Arena last night. But it is time to do that now. Capitals lose game one against the Carolina Hurricanes. And joining us to talk about it is Greg Wyshynski of ESPN. Greg, welcome back to the show, man.
It's my pleasure. I could see why you waited. It wasn't a happy time last night at Capital One Arena.
No, I mean, I guess if we wanted to mirror the game, we could have, started off with it, been like, oh, it went great, and then just ignored everything else that happened. the shot total last night, Greg, was 90-33. And look, we have guys like you on because I'm just not a big hockey guy. It's not something we do a ton on this show. Obviously, it's a huge deal with the Caps being where they are in the playoffs, and certainly no other local team in the playoffs to talk about. So we try to have smart people on to help, one, feed an audience that's hungry for hockey content, and two, to try to make me not sound totally inept in talking about it. But is it fair to say that 90-33 in shots is bad, Greg?
It's not great. But it's kind of expected. I think Dylan Strome nodded at it last night to say that they sort of like deferred to the Hurricanes and the way the Hurricanes like to play a little bit too much. And I think that's accurate. Carolina is a team that is a high shot volume team. They are usually at the top of the league in the metrics that indicate puck possession shot attempts, like last night. And so you know what you're getting from them. No matter what you try to do, they're going to have the puck, they're going to shoot the puck, and it's contingent on you to try to limit those chances and block the shots. And for the most part, the Capitals did a good job of that last night. The disturbing part for Washington, obviously, is that the limitations on their chances last night, and that's really where I think a lot of the focus was from the players and from Coach Spencer Carberry last night, was an inability to get to their game, an inability to create zone time, an inability to get their chances, and you simply have to be able to counterpunch against that Carolina team.
So is it a matter of possessing the puck, holding it more? Is it just, hey, when we get our shots, we got to convert at a higher rate? Like, what is it that teams that are able to fight with Carolina stylistically and take away some of their fangs with what they do so well? What's the good strategy? Or perhaps the better question, Greg, would be, like, what's the best strategy for Washington given their personnel and what they want to do?
It's breaking the puck out. It's finding ways around that forecheck that Carolina is so good at implementing. And that's one of the things that the Capitals stressed last night, is just that you've got to be able to alleviate the pressure in your own zone, and you've got to be able to transition and get scoring chances the other way. And they really struggled with that in game one. And, there's no like great mystery to what Carolina does. It's just a matter of whether you can execute your game and not allow them to kind of dictate terms to you in the way that they did in game one. So there are ways around it. The Hurricanes are not an unbeatable team. And in fact, I think, the physicality that the Cavs had in that game last night was a positive. You'd like to have the puck more, so you're not hitting guys with the puck to get it back. But that's just going to be how it is. And again, the other thing about Carolina as well, and this has been the case for them under Rod Brindamore, their head coach, they play to the margins. Like it's a series of one goal games, and it's just a matter of who gets the last goal. And that's kind of how Carolina plays in the playoffs. And then game one, it was them getting the last goal.
Greg Wyshynski, senior NHL writer at ESPN, with us here on the Hoffman Show. The other, like, I guess, generic sports talk question would be, sports talk conversation would be like, okay, well, is there a way where the Capitals can dictate on their end of it? Like, the Capitals are the number one seed here, and I know that a bunch of teams have made trades. Carolina made a ton of them, so, if you look at post-trade deadline and the records and the whole deal, but Washington's the number one seed. They have been one of the best teams in the NHL the entire season. Is there a world where Washington can dictate play and get Carolina off their game, and how would they go about doing that?
First of all, if this was the sports talk radio view of the series, it would be, what does it mean for LeBron?
That's also secondly, fair. That's
yeah. also fair. Secondly, that's a great question. I mean, the seeding indicates that the Capitals had a better regular season. I think the Hurricanes are kind of up and down. Obviously, you nodded at it, the idea that their season was kind of a quirky one, with them acquiring Mikko Rantanen from Colorado in a huge blockbuster trade and then turning around and trading him to Dallas after it became apparent he didn't want to sign there. So they had kind of a disruption in their season a little bit, but and which is why I think they finished where they finished in the East. But listen, they're going to be able to do this. They're going to be able to possess the puck. They're going to be able to get their shot attempts. It's the way they play. It's very effective. The two things that the Capitals have to focus on in game two, like I said, one, breaking the puck out from that forecheck, alleviating the pressure, not allowing Carolina to get that third or fourth chance when they're cycling in your zone. And the other thing, too, is, you know, they've got to take advantage of their power play opportunities. The Capitals are playing a team that was number one in the regular season on the penalty kill. They were perfect, I think 14 of 14 or 15 of 15 against the Devils in the first round. But the Capitals in the regular season got four goals on 13 attempts against Carolina on the power play. And traditionally, over the last three seasons, has been one of the top five teams against that penalty kill, which is usually one of the best in the league. So they certainly have to take advantages when they do get the man advantage, because, again, the scoring in this series is not going to be plentiful on either side.
Greg Wyshynski from ESPN with us here on the Hoffman Show. You know, obviously getting some goals from Ovechkin, that's going to have to be necessary. He's their best offensive player still 20 years into this. But one of the guys who had one of the best opportunities last night was Ryan Leonard, their youngster. Is it fair to say that he needs, like, is it fair, not just for, like, us to, you know, sports talk radio it up, Greg, to be like, ah, this guy needs to. It's like, or what? I don't have any control over his future, his job, his anything. But internally for the Capitals, like, is it fair for Carberry to go like, hey, man, like, I know you've been here for 5 minutes, but like, we need you to convert the kinds of opportunities that he got when he got pushed wide last night on that breakaway?
Yeah, I think it's just icing on the cake with Leonard at this point. I mean, it's invaluable experience to have him on a team that makes the playoffs. He's going to be better for it. They know what they have with this kid. He's incredibly talented. If anything, you do expect him to rise to the occasion, because that's sort of been his MO in the college postseason, obviously playing for Team USA at World Juniors, where he really landed on everybody's radar. Like, you expect him to show up in these big moments, and that's why I think there might be an expectation that he could be an X factor in this series. As far as Ovechkin goes, I think the Caps would settle for more than one shot in a game. I mean, like, first time in the playoffs this season, he was limited to one shot on goal, and they really held him in check last night in ways that we haven't seen Ovi held in check.
If you're looking at what Carberry's got on the whiteboard for game two, some kind of adjustment, something, what, like, obviously the first 10 minutes of game one went really poorly for the Caps. They were outshot like crazy, and for a lot of that, you know, continued throughout the game. What's the thing you're looking for early in game two that folks that are watching can look for to be like, oh, okay, here's a way that this game could go differently and the Caps can turn this series?
I don't know. To hear Carberry talk about it probably won't be like a whiteboard. It might be like an IMAX screen with the amount of things that he was upset about after game one. I mean, he basically said outside Logan Thompson played, and once again, easily the Caps MVP in that game. You know, there was like 20 different things that he wasn't happy about in game one. And that's to say that when you're playing a team like Carolina, you have to get your details right. And, you know, they end up tying the game on an ill-advised pass inside the Caps' own zone that, you know, Protas obviously felt really bad about after the game. And you know, that's the kind of thing Carberry is going to talk about, is that you've got to be on your details. When you get a lead against this Carolina team, if you can get up 2-0 against them, you might knock them out because of just how limited their offense can be. And then you simply can't gift them things. You can't give them those opportunities to try to put one past Thompson, because if you're on your details, like the Capitals usually are, they're a very tough team to beat.
Greg Wyshynski writing about all of this at ESPN.com. You can also watch the games with Sean McDonough and friends on ESPN TV as well. Greg, great to have you, and hopefully the Caps can turn this thing around and we can have you back later on in the playoffs.
I will be there for game two. Very excited about it. That place, hopefully I get the Capital One Arena that's filled with joy and cheers rather than the one that has the creeping tension of 15 years of playoff disappointments that I've also experienced in my time covering the Caps.
we don't need to talk about that today, Greg. But if you need like a restaurant recommendation or two while you're in town, let me know. I got some places for you. Greg, appreciate you. Thank you.
let it be known the Irish Channel will be seeing me after the game. That much
very
I can
well
tell
then.
You.
Very well then. All right. Have fun, sir. We'll see you. That's Greg Wyshynski with us here on The Hoffman Show. When we get back, Anthony and I took a field trip today. We'll tell you all about it. But first, the latest on the world, or from the world, in women's sports. It's presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want at Wawa with customizable roasted or crispy chicken sandwiches.